Welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show actress Olivia Vinal. She has a new movie called A Beautiful Curse. And Olivia, welcome to the program. I know that you come from Belgium. So are you a Walloon or are you Flemish?
Oh, hi, Rick. I'm actually British, but I spent most of my life in a Walloon area. So French mainly being the language, but yeah.
So you say Bruges, not Brugge.
That's it. Would you say Brugge?
So if England plays Belgium in the World Cup, you're going for the Three Lions.
That's it. Exactly. I'm just going to cover every base, you know.
Well, tell us a little bit more about A Beautiful Curse, because it's supposed to be sweet and mysterious and quirky and loving. It's supposed to be very unique.
It is a really, I think it's a really special piece. It's the Danish director Martin Gard Abelgaard came up with this idea, which is a very romantic story, but it's about an island where everyone has fallen asleep in a kind of pandemic, which seems strangely suitable, even though it was filmed 3 years ago now. And it's about someone who has seen this character Samuel has seen this woman Stella when he visited the island previously, and now he returns and everyone is asleep, and he wants to get to know this woman that he fell in love with at first sight, but she's asleep and he doesn't know who she is, and he wants to understand her. So they enter a dream world together about knowing and unknowing each other in a relationship. And it's really about the uncertainty of who you are and who someone else is and whether you can find each other and meet minds.
It's very interesting. Yeah, written and directed by a Dane. My grandfather was born and raised in Denmark before he came to America. And I've spent a lot of time in Denmark with relatives. And it's a very beautiful little country. But I found that the Danes, they're very polite. They're very quiet. Does that personality, and it's a stereotype, does that personality kind of come through in this film?
I think absolutely, in a way. I think there's a reserved nature there, but then all this feeling underneath that maybe you don't see on the outset. But that's really interesting you say it, because it's mirrored in the way that these two characters only get to know each other in this dream world. So maybe part of that is something of the cultural sensibility, where it's like, how do we feel underneath all that that's being shown to the world?
This movie selected by Cinequest 2021, which is pretty cool. And I guess in these times, there are no big Hollywood premieres anymore. But on the other side, I guess the silver lining is that a lot of us are at home and we want content. So you'll get a lot of eyeballs on this, right?
It's so fantastic. I mean, that's so true. The amount of people who get to see things they wouldn't necessarily think of watching, or just opens up lots more independent cinema. I mean, I don't know about you, but I, for one, just have been searching for so much more to watch. You feel like you've just seen everything now. So it's really lovely to have film festivals and new work coming out.
Well, being an Anglophile as I am, but I think even a lot of Americans who weren't before, we're into BritBox and the content. Like, I saw a comedian tweet out, my cable's out, and I can't see English people solving crime. What am I going to do? And I think about you on, you know, Midsummer Murders and you know, Queen of Mystery, Woman in White. You've been a part of some pretty iconic shows. What is it about the English and their propensity of putting out this great sleuthing content?
I don't know if it's something about the small island mentality. I don't know if it's something about all the nooks and crannies of a small island that everyone in the UK is so fascinated by, you know, these small tales in little caverns and, you know, murder mysteries and things. But it's definitely been such a big part of my career so far, has been storylines like that. So I think the Brits just love it. They love producing it.
A couple more questions for Olivia Vinal, the new movie, A Beautiful Curse. You are a stage actress, like a lot of, I think, people who come from England are. You're, you know, classically trained, as we like to say. deep down, would you rather be like with the RSC at Stratford-upon-Avon, or would you rather be on a movie set? Because it's two entirely different disciplines. Is there one that is closer to your heart than the other?
Oh, that's a really good question. I love the theatre so much, but, you know, at the moment, of course, there's just no way of getting there. So I've really, it's just really been interesting to sit with myself over the past few months and think about how much I love filming as well, how different it is. But if you can create something real in that moment that the camera has caught, you know, and never have to recreate it night after night, there's something really beautifully special about that too. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying filming at the moment, but theatre is my passion too. So it's hard to say.
Well, it's a great upbringing you had too, with your dad being a diplomat. I know you were in Washington, D.C. for several years. What was that like to get a little taste of America?
Honestly, when I came back, I was about 12 years old, and I thought I was American through and through. I loved it so much. I wouldn't let anyone tell me otherwise. I thought I had an accent. I loved it. I just, everything was beautiful in DC. As a kid, it seemed so exciting and big compared to the UK, and holidays like Halloween and Thanksgiving being so exciting. I didn't want to leave. I loved it. It was great.
You're like, where's the trick-or-treating?
Exactly. No one here celebrates it. I was so sad as a kid.
You're like, maybe you can get a Guy Fawkes firecracker, but that's about it, huh?
I know. No sweets involved. It's really upsetting when you're little.
Although I will say, in England, it seems like on Easter, that's when all the sweets and chocolate bars come raining down.
Yes. Yeah. The adverts started long ago here for Easter. So, yeah, those chocolate eggs will be raining.
So, you know, as you said, as you were, like we all have been, kind of cooped up in the last 12 months, have you been thinking about other things like writing? I know a lot of people who act want to direct. It's a lot of them get into music. Have you sort of branched out, or what have you been up to?
Well, I admire those people so much. I definitely feel more of a vessel as an actor. People have all these amazing projects they work on, but I feel like I have to serve other people's ideas more often. But I have been doing a lot of radio and voice work. So I built a studio in my wardrobe and have been doing audiobooks out of there. So things like Far From the Madding Crowd, which took 2 weeks to record and had about 20 different farmers' voices in just in my cupboard, was quite an experience.
So you didn't go into your wardrobe to Narnia, you went in to record.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a very hot summer last year and a very sweaty little box.
And then one final question for you. When, with all your experience now in the business, when you are, you know, like to say with Martin on this film, do you have the temerity to say, I don't think that my character would say such a thing, or why don't we try it like this, or is every project different in that way?
I think that's one thing that's wonderful about as your career progresses and the confidence you get, it's that Martin was really collaborative and he fully listened when we both said, I just don't think that she would say this, or maybe we can work out a different way of getting to this point. He was really, really open, and I really appreciated that. And they're the directors you want to work with, because that's what's interesting about the work, it being a collaboration instead of just a, you know, a dictatorship or anything. So, yeah, it was good in that respect.
Well, everybody should check it out. A Beautiful Curse, a very unique movie. It got some great early buzz and selected for Cinequest 2021, and we've been speaking with Olivia Vinal, and really enjoyed you on some of those TV shows I mentioned. So congratulations on this film, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to speak to you.
All right. Great stuff. Olivia Vinal, everyone. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back with Open Lines on the other side.